Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Hare
Hare.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Rama Rama.
Hare Hare.
I'd
like to welcome all of you to tonight's Sunday feast here at ISV. Nice to see a large turnout even on this rainy day. Nice to see all of you. Thanks for coming. We have a few announcements before we'll take prasadam for this evening. Firstly, we want to take this opportunity to thank His Grace Parameshwar Prabhu, who is visiting us here today, for leading that kirtan for tonight. Also, Kishore Prabhu for the Narasimhadev prayers. And the Nam Sankirtan that you just heard was sung by young Balram. Thank you very much. So this evening's program has been sponsored by Sridhar, Padma, and Brinda. And they are sponsoring it at the occasion of Tapas's first birthday. Is that correct? There is a tapas right there. So we should wish him Hare Krishna to you. Hare Krishna to you. Hare Krishna, dear tapas. Hare Krishna to you. Happy birthday. Among announcements that we have, are there any other sponsors? Among announcements that we have, what we have coming up, and this is for the month of April, is our Sankirtan Yagya for this month. It's all written up on this poster called the Monthly Sankirtan Festival of Steady Improvements. So as you know, every month devotees at ISV go out on books and prasadam distribution. As part of our mission to spread Krishna consciousness in the Bay Area. And this MSF, the Monthly Sankirtan Festival, has goals of distributing at least 1,200 books for this MSF and also to implement at least 5 steady improvements. As its name itself says, we'll be making some improvements here. These are improvements that you will see around the temple soon, such as a dashboard coming up, which will show all the donors who have been contributing with financial statements. Also, some courses are being prepared, like a Sankirtan course and an introductory course to Krishna consciousness, as well as a team that will greet people here at the temple, so on and so forth. So devotees are working on that as goals for this MSF. And the dates for this, it's next weekend. On Friday evening, starting Friday evening, 7 p.m., devotees will gather in Palo Alto downtown at Emerson and Bryant. And they'll gather for a Harinam Sankirtan performance. This is part of the MSF, to meet there, chant the names of the Lord, sing, as well as dance. And that will go on from 7 to 9. Everyone is invited. Harinam Sankirtan on Friday. Then on Saturday and Sunday of the same weekend, devotees will go out on book distribution in order to achieve these goals of distributing 1,200 books. You're welcome to join in that effort also. If you're interested in joining, you may talk to Praveena Mataji here, who will be happy to tell you where the spots are in the Bay Area for this MSF. You're also welcome to come to the Saturday morning class, the Srimad Bhagavatam class. Very soon after that class ends, devotees will go out in teams, door to door, to distribute books. So that's the MSF for steady improvements that is coming up. Now, among improvements that are being made, one of them that is occurring is in the area of getting a database for donors. We have a patron database for donors. And all the donors who have contributed in 2009 are listed here. Also, we are focusing on a specific program to include, to actually increase monthly donations for the temple. This is the new temple fund. As you know, there is a drive that has been in place to raise money. It has been in place for 6-7 years. We have raised over $300,000, but we have a long way to go with goals of $1.5 million for the type of facility we want. Our bank informs us that you need to have a large base of monthly donors. So we are encouraging more monthly donors. One goal is to have at least 600 donors or so by Janmashtami. That's a goal. But we are able to make some progress on that. It would be helpful. So to facilitate this, we have configured our website where devotees can go, and by a very simple, easy process, they can do a couple of clicks and get enrolled as a monthly donor. And so we have Deepak Prabhu, who is going to walk us through this process for this becoming a monthly donor for the new temple fund.
Thank you, Prabhu. Prabhu, you can go. So basically, you know, I put certain more slides, but we can focus today more primarily on the on how to do the subscription. You can, Prabhu, go forward. And these, the statistics about the last week donations, which we got, we got total of around 4 monthly subscribers. Few of the devotees are here. Brian Peterson Prabhu, he donated $101 every month. Srinivas Prabhu donated 33 cents. I don't remember the exact amounts. And there are 2 more donations. So we had around 15 monthly donors till now, and then within last week we added 4 new donors. So it's a jump of 25%, which is significant. And this does not include few of you who have talked earlier with me that you would like to enroll. And I have bought my laptop, and we can do that today in the temple during prasadam players. So today we'll focus primarily on when you log in into the website, how you can actually donate to the temple. There are 3 accounts or 3 ways you can actually donate, as you see in the main page of the temple. The top left corner is become a monthly donation. These are donations which go in running day-to-day expenses of our temple. So things like which keeps this, prasadam preparation and all those comes through here. Second is Sankirtan donation, where you can sponsor book. And devotees will go door-to-door, shop-to-shop, and distribute books on your behalf. And the third is actually what Rakshit Prabhu was saying, is now we are focusing more on new temple. And if you click on the new temple, so Prabhu, if you can go forward, you can see this is a page which you will see. The right-hand side which you see the link is for one-time donation, where you can choose any amount you want and donate through PayPal. If you go to the next slide, Prabhu, if you will scroll down to the page, it will give you 3 options of making recurring donations. And our focus right now is, so we want the ad hoc one-time donations coming, as well as our actually main focus is also to get monthly recurring deposits coming in, as Rakshit Prabhu already said. So the first one is that we have given you the bank account number and routing number, which you can actually directly configure your bank account to transfer on a periodic basis to our savings account, which is for new temple. And automatically the bank will transfer that amount either in the form of check, which will reach here in ISV, or direct account-to-account transfer. One of the devotee actually configured that already, and I wanted to see if Srinivas Prabhu, you would like to share your experience on how easy or difficult it was.
Hare Krishna. I think it was pretty difficult. It was difficult considering the fact that I was thinking, what are the other options I have? So I have to evaluate all of them. And the bill pay actually has the benefit that no commission goes out from. So that was the difficult part. Okay, so but otherwise it was a very easy process. All the information is on your website there. And it just takes few minutes, not more than 2 minutes. And that's all, I guess. What else you want to know?
That's it. Like, it's easy. I just wanted rather than I or someone telling, like, person who has done it.
Right. So about that 33 cents, yeah, it takes only up to 33 cents, not 33333.33333. Yeah. That's the problem. Yeah. Okay. Okay, that's all it. Thank you.
Thank you, Srinivas Prabhu. Yeah, we cannot change the rules of the bank, but second point is donating in check, in person, so you can put it in the hundi. So you can see the hundi which is there, the red hundi. Also, we have kept a second hundi, which is a small hundi for temple operations there. And we are coming up with a board and all, which you can actually, that is specifically for temple. You can actually start donating anywhere and we will take care. The third is actually donating via PayPal, which is actually what we will recommend if you do not want to go through, your direct bill pay facility. It's very simple. When you click into any of the amount, predefined amount, which you are seeing here, Kishore Prabhu, if you can go to the next page. It will directly, once you suppose I click $501, it will open up this screen and it will ask me to enter my user ID password for the PayPal account. Now, if I have a PayPal and you are using it for making payments to some other, Amazon or other e-commerce sites, you can put your PayPal user ID password and it will automatically deduct $501 or however you are planning to put every month. Kishore Prabhu, you can go to the next page. So this is what it will, one word of caution is, it also gives you the shipping address and no shipping. So what we recommend is, since this doesn't include any shipping, you can just select the no shipping option. That way it doesn't charge you $1. Otherwise PayPal charges $1 extra. So when you are coming to this link, please select no shipping. Okay. And there is also an option, if you do not have a PayPal account, if you go to the next slide, Prabhu, it will open up this, screen for you where you can actually fill in your personal details, credit card information. Yeah, you can see. So you can put your details and then the credit card will actually, PayPal will, deduct your credit card every month. You don't have to have a PayPal account for that. And then this becomes, if you want to donate for temple operations, I show you the navigation site from the first page. Once you come here, you can again do a predefined donation for the credit for temple operations. And the last slide is more around, donating for Sankirtana. So these are the options for you. It's very simple. And I will be here after Prashad, or during Prashad. If you want to talk or do immediate donation, we can help you set it up.
If you donate any large amount of money or on a regular basis, it's a tax write-off. So we need to give them a tax ID number. So you can